Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making8.com. It's Roping Wednesday. We're going to talk a little rodeo with you. We want to know what's going on in your area. So if you got something you want to talk about, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, we're also having some difficulties getting on our chat room here today. Just one of the things of having to get old internet access, you know. You know how it is there on a wacky Wednesday, as somebody posted there for us on our Facebook page this morning. I want to thank all our fans for kind of getting a grip with us here this morning. We're kind of trying some new things, just posting out some good topics, some questions. We want to know what's good with you today. If you got something you just want to talk about, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. And we're also looking for our cowboy logic. So if you've got some good cowboy logic, some good advice, something good that came across your line you want to talk about, let us know what it is. We're also looking all week long. We've been looking in lieu of the PBR finals in Las Vegas, as well as the Wrangler National Finals coming up in December, just about a month away. We want to know what your most memorable Vegas moment is. Now, we're going to let you know what ours is tomorrow on our afternoon lunch hour rodeo show. And we want to know what yours is. So if you've got a good Vegas memorable moment, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, we're going to keep trying to continue to get over here on the chat room so we can get some of you fans over there. Want to say hey to all of our friends out west. You know, we got a lot of them out that way, and they're able to tune in with us, and we sure appreciate you. Make sure you tell your friends about us, and let's get a grip here with this rodeo stuff. Not sure if y'all are aware, but most of you on Twitter or on Facebook have been following Brendan Clark, one of the Australian PBR superstars. Was at the finals this year, this past week in Vegas. Did a pretty good job covering two of his bulls. Not bad for it, you know, really working hard this year. He set out and actually met all three of his goals that he wanted to this year. But he's got a live video stream that he does. He's going to try to do them on a weekly basis. Now, if you have not seen his shows, you've got to get over and see Brendan Clark's show via Ustream. So if you need help getting to it, you can get to it right there on making8.com. We're getting the link set up right now. But I'm telling you, this is a great show. It's a question and answer show. He's got his lovely, lovely helper down there, Miss Allie. You know, she sits out there with the computer with him and takes questions from you, the fans. So it's a great opportunity for you to really get to know Brendan on a personal level. He'll sit back and talk about bull riding. He'll talk about some bull riders. He'll talk about Australia. He's just a great guy, and we highly recommend you get over and check out his shows. No, he's going to be in Australia for the Australian PBR finals coming up. He's only going to be out there for about 2 weeks. Not sure if he's going to be able to get a video stream going that way, but he's certainly going to work on it. And we wish him the best out there in Australia during the PBR finals out that way. But rodeo fans, I'm telling you, we've got some big things happening with Making 8. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You got to make sure you tell your friends about us, because that's our advertisement right there. We're not plugging it on commercials. We're not doing that yet. Just fans and athletes getting involved with the sport of rodeo and bull riding. That's what we're here for. That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring you all the excitement. You know, the PBR is down for the next couple months. Don't have a whole lot going on, but we've got the NFR. We've got a lot of different rodeos. We're going to try to keep you up to date on what's going on with the PBR. And, you know, you can definitely look forward to a lot of good things here on Making8.com. So, you know, definitely tune into us on our weekly lunch hour rodeo shows. We've got our Back on the Ranch shows on Sunday evenings, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard. We've also got live video broadcasts that we're doing of events here in Florida, all across the U.S. So if you know a producer that's interested, want to kind of get their names out there a little bit, we do it at a great rate. It's a great opportunity for them. So, rodeo fans, we're going to take a short break, and this first break is going to be brought to you by PBR Canada. That's right. They got their finals coming up the 19th and 20th, and you're going to see some of the guys that we saw down there in Vegas just last weekend, Aaron Roy and several others. So make sure you get down. Check out PBRCanada.com. We've got their link set up right there on the homepage of Making8.com. So we're looking for our first song here. How about you know what, we kind of put out some requests there this morning, and how about a little bit of, let's just say, what do you say about a little bit of My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys? To start us off on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, Roping Wednesday. Don't go anywhere, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
I grew up being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on . Take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen. Sadly, in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. Heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. You're listening to us right here on Macon8.com. It's Roping Wednesday, and we're taking your call, 646-915-9940. Now, if you're just calling to listen in, don't worry about nothing. Just, you know, dial the number, sit right back, and listen to a great Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. If you're wanting to talk with us, make sure you press 1 so we know, and we can get you on the line. 646-915-9940. We're talking some cowboy logic here today. We want to know what's good with you. You know, what's going on there on a wacky Wednesday? Give us a call. And we also want to know what your most memorable Vegas moment is. So if you've been out to Vegas and have a good moment, you want to talk about it, give us a call. 646-915-9940. Still working on that chat room deal. I want to apologize to the fans that, you know, don't want to get up there and give us a call. Usually we got the chat room open for you. Unfortunately, today it's just not cooperating with us, so we'll have to work on that for you. But you know what? There's plenty of other ways. You can send us Twitter messages. You can send us messages on Facebook. We'll try to get to them during the break. So there you go. There's another opportunity for you. But it is Roping Wednesday, so until we get some callers and we just sit back and talk some rodeo, we're going to talk a little roping. And you know what? Was scanning the PRCA website this morning. How about the 53-year-old, four-time world champion, Alan Back, coming back at it with his son, Joel? Joel and Alan are going to be coming up. You know, they started off the 2011 season, won the Austin County Fair, and came in third in Rusk County, the Rusk County PRCA Rodeo, winning 32-15 each. So great job for them. You know, it's pretty cool to see a father and son team going at it like that in the team rope, and really impressed to see it. How about a couple of cowboys, Justin Van Davis and Cole Davison, winning the Trinity Valley Rodeo in Liberty, Texas. And then we got Chad Masters and Jade Corkle. And you know, they're leading Kansas right now. Now, Kansas will be coming up this weekend as well. And you know what? Those two cowboys right there were the record breakers in 2010 NFR with a 3.3 event. So, you know what? That's a heck of a time right there in the team roping. 3.3 seconds, you know. So great job for them. And right now they're in the lead right now in the team roping for the Kansas deal. So, and that is, I believe, the first gold tour stop for the PRCA. And you know what? Tell you what, man, you know, there's a lot of rodeos out there right about now. Even though the seasons are kind of winding down, of course, you got, you know, we got the NFR coming up in Vegas in December. We've got the PBR that just wrapped up, but they still have a lot of finals going on. The Australian finals will be going on later this month. PBR Canada has their finals going on later on this month. There's a lot of PBR action, and we're going to try to bring it to you right here on Macon8.com. We're going to let you know who's doing what and just how things are going. So make sure you stay tuned to our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, as well as tuning in to our Back on the Ranch shows on Sunday nights, and we're going to kind of line things up. You know, the show's for you. We want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Make sure you get out here and give us a call. We're happy to sit back and talk any kind of rodeo with you. It's kind of what this show is all about. So you know what? Had a great time last night listening to Brendan Clark and watching him. You know, he did a pretty big promo for us. We're really excited to be able to do some work with him. And you know what? I got to tell you, he's a pretty class act. Now, a lot of guys, you know, had a little bit of controversy as to whether or not he, you know, it was unsportsmanlike for him to throw his helmet in the arena when he got upset getting bucked off. There in the, I believe it was the fifth round. You know what? You got to hand it to the guy. The guy picked his helmet up, waved to the crowd, kind of in an apology type message, you know, saying, hey, man, you know, I'm sorry, it's kind of inappropriate or whatever. That shows a lot of class act right there, you know, for these Cowboys. You know, it's been brought to my attention. There's a lot of people that really feel like it was inappropriate and that that kind of stuff shouldn't happen in sporting events. But you know what? When you're competing, and you're not really even competing against the other athletes, you're competing against yourself, you get upset. You get, you know, your emotions take over. Yes, should you be able to control them a lot more? Absolutely, I would agree. Are they going to, there are going to be times where it's going to slip out? Most definitely. You can't do anything about that. You know, rodeo fans, you've got to understand that within the sport of rodeo, it's like any other sport. You know, you watch baseball games and you see baseball players, true heroes to other baseball, you know, young kids. You know, you see these guys charging the mound to the pitcher because they got hit or because there was too close of a pitch. You know, give them a little chin music and they get upset. They rush the mound, you know. They strike out. They get upset. They swing their bat, you know. It happens. It happens in all the sports. And it's unfortunate, but it's part of emotions in human beings. I've been at events and seen it. You know, and just because the cameras don't pick it up, if you go to a live event, you're going to see that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter what sporting event you go to. And you know what? It doesn't even, you know, you can go anywhere. You go to the supermarket, you're going to see altercations. You know, you're going to see people getting emotional over certain things. It happens everywhere. It's human nature, so we just have to get a grip and understand it. Now, should the Cowboys obviously set a better example? Most definitely. Was Brendan Clark wrong for throwing his helmet down? I don't know that he was. I think he got caught up in the moment. He didn't throw it at the bull. Now, a couple years ago, we had an issue with Casey Hayes throwing his face mask at a bull. That raises a lot more controversy. He took it out directly on that bull. I've seen it happen at other rodeo events. That is definitely a sign of inappropriate behavior. That should be something that was fine. Casey Hayes made a public apology, you know, went through some anger management, took a fine, you know, that type of stuff was taken care of. And I tip my hat to both the PBR and Casey Hayes for dealing with that appropriately. I think that was a good thing for them to have come across their way. Like I said, Brendan Clark's issue last night, I've got to defend the guy. I really think that what he was doing was just one of those things where you know, he got caught up in the moment. He realized what he had done. By the time he picked his helmet up, he waved to the crowd in a manner saying, look, I was wrong, I apologize, and that's the way it is. You know what I mean? So give us your thoughts about it. 646-915-9940. You want to give us a shout, make sure you press the 1 on your phone there so we know you want to talk to us. And we're going to take another short break here, rodeo fans. We got a lot of requests for some songs here. We're going to try to bring them to you. I'm not sure if we're going to get them all in. But you know what? We've got one here. A lot of people are asking for some Chris Ledoux. So you know what? We're going to bring you some Chris Ledoux on this Roping Wednesday. But the one song that really kind of stands out to me, really kind of just goes along with our Roping Wednesday show, how about a little bit of Tie Knot in the Devil's Tail? Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on Makin8.com.
Way up high in the Sierra Peaks, where the yellow jack pines grew tall, old Sandy Bob and Buster Jakes had a roundup camp last fall. Oh, they're taking the horses and the running irons and maybe a dog or two, and they swore they'd brand all long-eared calves that came within their view. And any old doggy that flapped long ears and didn't brush up by day got his long ears whittled and his old hide scorched in a most artistic way. Now one fine day, old Sandy Bob, he throwed his easy go down. Well, I'm sick of the smell of this here burning hair and I lose I'm a-going to town. So they saddles up and they hits him a lope, for it weren't no sight of a ride. And them was the days when a buckaroo could oil up his insides. Oh, they starts her off at Kentucky Bar at the head of a whiskey row, and the winds up down by the depot house some 40 drinks below. but then sets up and turns around and goes her the other way. And to tell you the godforsaken truth, them boys got stewed that day. As they was a-riding back to camp, back in a pretty good load. Oh, well, who should they meet but the devil himself a-prancing down the road. Says he, you ornery cowboy skunks, you better hunt your holes. For I've come up from Hell's Rim Rock to gather in your souls. Says Sandy Bob, old devil be damned, we boys is kind of tight. And you ain't gonna get no cowboy souls without one hell of a fight. So Sandy Bob punched a hole in his rope and he swung her straight and through. And he lapped it onto the devil's horns and he'd taken his dallies too. Now Buster Jiggs was a Rieta man with his gut line coiled up neat. So he shakes her out and he built him a loop and he lassered up the devil's hind feet. They stretched him out and they tailed him down while the irons was getting hot. And they cropped and swallowed forked both his ears and they branded him up a lot. They pruned him up with a dehorning saw and they knotted his tail for a joke. But then rode off and left him there, neck to a blackjack oak. So if you're ever up high in the Sierra Peaks and you hear one hell of a wail, you'll know it's that devil a-bellin' about them knots tied in his tail.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. It's Roping Wednesday. We're here talking a little rodeo action with you. Want to let all the feds know that we're having some difficulty here. You know, we do live kind of back out here on the ranch, cell phone signal service, and we are running on internet, kind of like a Wi-Fi stream or it's a wireless air card type deal. So, you know, we apologize if we got some kind of dead spaces right there. You know, really, it's the first time that's actually happened here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, and don't know what it is. Maybe it's the atmosphere or something. We'll have to try to work on that just a little bit there, too. But I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today. We've only got about 5 minutes left in our show. Like I said, if you want to call, you want to talk with us, make sure you press 1, let us know. If not, you can just sit back, listen in, have a good time here on the Lunch Hours. We talk a little bit of rodeo, and you know what? We could not close our show out at all without some cowboy logic. Now, we talked about it at the beginning of the show. This one here came down, actually, I saw on a Facebook post this morning, so it's kind of a repost, but this is a quote, kind of makes you think a little bit. It says, gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. So, you know what? And that was by M. Betty. And you know what? Makes you kind of think a little bit. So when you're out there a little bit, kind of think about gratitude and what it means to you. Just a little cowboy logic out there for you. But you know what? I think that's going to do it for our show here, rodeo fans. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to close things out with another song here for you. It's another request from one of our fans right there on Facebook. Want to thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to check out tomorrow's show right here, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll be talking a little bullfighting Thursday right here and also taking your calls, talking some rodeo. So until then, rodeo fans, get a grip. How about some strawberry roan, another crystal of dew?
I was laying around town, just spending my time, out of his job and not earning a dime. When a fella steps up and he says, I suppose that you're a bronc rider by the looks of your clothes. Well, you figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? He says, I got one, he's a bad one to buck. You're throwing good cowboys, he's had lots of luck. He offers me 10 and he says, I'm your man. The bronc never lived that I cannot fan. The bronc never tried, boy, never drew breath that I cannot ride. Daily stars plumb to death. Well, he says, get your saddle and I'll give you a chance. So we hop in the buckboard and drive to the ranch. And early next morning and right after Chuck, we step out to see if this outlaw can buck. Well, down in the horse corral, standing alone, was an old caballo strawberry roan. Had a little panniers that touched at the tip. He had a big 44 brand upon his left hip. He had spattering old legs and he had pigeon toes. Little big eyes and a big Roman nose. You necked and old with a long lower jaw. Well, I can tell with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I got the blind on him with a terrible fight. I cinched on the saddle and I girded it tight. And then I stepped on him and I pulled down the blind. Look out, boys, he's gonna unwind. He bowed his old neck and I'll say he unwound. He seemed to quit living down there on the ground. Went up to the east and came down to the west with me in the saddle just to doing my best. Well, he's sure a frog walker and he heaves a big sigh. He only likes the wings for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. He's about the worst bronco I've seen on the range. He could turn on a nickel and give you some change. Came down on all fours, turned on his side. I don't see how I kept from losing my hide. Well, I lost my stirrup and I lost my hat. I was pulling at a leather just blind as a bat. With one phenomenal jump, he made a high dive and set me a-winding up there in the sky. I turned 40 flips and I come down to earth. Sat there cussing the day of his birth. Well, I know that there's ponies that I cannot ride. Some of them living, they haven't all died. But I bet you $10 ain't no man alive who can stay on old strawberry when he makes his hide die.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Makin8.com, so get a grip.
Hey, this is just a thought. Get ready because we're coming at you with the Rob Smets Show on Makin8.com.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And it's Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight down under Brendan Clark put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standin'